I'm James Challoner, and I'm an associate partner in Travel and Transport. My aim for today is to really understand the delegates' broad views on transportation issues, and that's from a sustainability perspective. And it's through understanding their issues and drivers that we can align our business to better service them.
Okay. And so what did you think of the keynote speech and the speeches you've heard so far?
Extremely good, very informative, very high tempo, and factually very rich, which is always a good start to this because you need to have the facts at your fingertips to really give people an understanding of the issue that they're facing.
Did you learn anything yet?
I learned one or two things about cities I didn't know, such as New York having a two-story screen for crime prevention. But yeah, indeed, I mean, there's a whole range of facts within that which was of interest.
Great, okay. What do you think are the priorities for businesses who wish to stay relevant in modern sustainable cities?
That's quite a broad question. The reality is the agenda is very, very different depending if you're a public organisation or a private organisation. Public organisation, I mean, they are servicing their customers, and that's us, the general public. So really they've got a whole range of agenda items they need to try and satisfy. And that's certainly for sustainability, that can be around transport, water, electricity, housing policy, planning, and so on and so forth. For private companies, clearly it's all around profit and loss. And what they need to do is really make sure that they align themselves to the opportunities that are there and make them best serve them so that we all get a better future.
Because it's not about just pure altruism.
About pure altruism, absolutely not.
How do you think buildings can play a role in sustainable cities?
Well, the idea of buildings as sustainable cities is that you can look at buildings in a number of different ways. First of all, they consume a lot of electricity, so there's a lot of aspects around energy reduction and electricity, better optimization of electricity, which can help. Secondly, how you can better use buildings to make them more in a more optimal fashion. And the third thing is really looking for the future, is thinking about how you can build new cities or new buildings to do more than one task. A classic one might be that urban buildings are being used to harvest electricity, for example.
Okay, it's very interesting. I've also been asking people what they think are the priorities for individuals and whether those feed into the things that businesses will then, suggest or offer. Like, should it be led from government and business, or should individuals be taking steps themselves to be more sustainable in their lives?
Broadly speaking, it's got to be a mixture of the two. People need to really understand what it means to them and why it's a benefit to them. I think, the idea of a big stick can be a bit of a turn-off for a lot of people. So it's really around education to make people understand how it can work for them. And for government, it's in essence, it's a business case to provide to people that it's something they should understand and embrace, and for themselves as an opportunity to potentially save money or look at other ways of improving our life.
Okay, thank you for that. I was going to ask what burning issues or conversations you were trying to have while you're at this conference, if there's any sets of people you want to speak to.
I mean, for me, because I look at in the travel and transport sector, my real focus is around sustainable transport and what I term intelligent transport systems. In IBM, that's termed smart transport. And really, it's through understanding how the industry is going to drive the changes to transport patterns, behaviours and modes that we can basically service the industry better.